Ksuvas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7, and another Tanai Ksuva, another condition that's built into the notion of Ksuva, whether or not it's written explicitly, whether there's no Ksuva at all, says that this is talking about the Iker Ksuva, the payment that goes to the wife in the event of the death or divorce from her husband. Mishnah says, Lo Kasav La Ksuva, if the husband just never gave her, never wrote her a Ksuva. And in fact, there were different locales in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara where women simply didn't get Ksubas. They relied on this basic Tanai Bezdin, which is they automatically get their payouts. So therefore, the Mishnah says here, it doesn't matter whether or not anything was written in the Ksuba. Basula Gova Masayim, at all events, a first-time marriage with a woman who's a Basula, so she will collect 200 Zuz, regardless of, no less than 200 Zuz, put it like that, regardless of what's written inside the Ksuba or no Ksuba at all. Va'almana Mana. And a woman who's married for the second time, like for example a widow, she will collect a mana, 100 zuz, upon the death or divorce from her husband. Because that is a condition the Bezdin set forth, and there's nothing you can do to the contrary. Meaning, even if the husband would write a ksuba and she would sign it and say, we're getting married, but on condition that your ksuba payout is just 50 zuz, and let's say he says it and she agrees to it and everything's signed and sealed, it doesn't matter, says the Mishnah. It's Tanai Bezdin. The Sanhedrin says, no, women getting at least 200 or 100, and therefore what your condition that you made and the woman agreed to is just batel, just annul, doesn't matter. Similarly, if a person says, Kasav la sadeh shava mana tachas matayim zuz, if a man says in his ksuba, instead of getting 200 zuz, you get this particular piece of property, a field, and that field is, the field is worth less than 200, and she agrees to it, it doesn't matter. She's not bound by that commitment. She gets her 200 regardless. Furthermore, Velo Kasavla, even if he didn't write the phrase which belongs in the Ksuba, which says, Kol Nechasim De Isli Achrayin L'Ksuba Sech, the normal phraseology in the Ksuba says, all of my property is leaned to you. Achrayin means like a Meshubad. It's encumbered by your Ksuba, meaning you have claimed all my property. Even if he didn't write it, doesn't matter, Chayav, the property remains encumbered, which means that she can indeed collect from the property that he had at the time of the marriage, regardless of like who bought it in the meantime. She has a claim to that property because her 200 zuz claim comes first. Shehu Tanai Bezdin, because that is a demand, a condition that the Bezdin put on things, and that's how it's going to be. She gets her 200 regardless of any conditions to the contrary. Now, just so you should know, these conditions really, as they're set forth here in the Mishnah, and how the Mishnah had it in mind, means that her collateral, if the estate didn't have 200 zuz cash for her, would be from the real estate, the actual real estate, the property. That's where she would have claim to, but not the chattels, meaning the movable items. Those would not be encumbered. However, from the time of the Gaonims, more than 1,000 years ago already, they also said she can collect from the chattels as well, metaltalin in Hebrew, which means that she can, let's say, for example, there's not of real estate to pay her 200 zuz, but there's a nice painting on the wall, so she can go to her sons, the heirs, let's say, and say, listen, that painting that you have, actually, I'm selling to get the money to pay my 200 zuz. She's authorized, and the proper thing is that she will indeed do that.